Greetings. Welcome to the Lectio Divina podcast, where we pray with the scripture each week, one of the scriptures from our lectionary, and using the ancient practice of Lectio Divina. Thank you for joining me. Today I'm going to begin our time of meditation with some words from Jesuit Father Luis Espinal, who was assassinated on March 22, 1980, in La Paz, Bolivia, by paramilitary forces. He wrote this meditation shortly before his death. And I found this in the book, A Guide to Prayer for Ministers and Other Servants. There are Christians who have hysterical reactions, as if the world would have slipped out of God's hands. They act violently, as if they were risking everything. But we believe in history. The world is not a roll of the dice going toward chaos. A new world has begun. It has begun to happen since Christ has risen. Jesus Christ, we rejoice in your definitive triumph. With our bodies still in the breach and our souls in tension, we cry out our first hurrah till eternity unfolds itself. Your sorrow now has passed. Your enemies have failed. You are a definitive smile for humankind. What matter the wait now for us? We accept the struggle and the death because you, our love, will not die. We march behind you on the road to the future. You are with us, and you are our immortality. Take away the sadness from our faces. We are not in a game of chance. You have the last word. Beyond the crushing of our bones, now has begun the eternal Alleluia. From the thousand openings of our wounded bodies and souls, there arises now a triumphal song. So teach us to give voice to your new life throughout all the world, because you dry the tears from the eyes of the oppressed forever, and death will disappear. What a beautiful poem. Christ as the smile of humankind. That very one who smiles for us, upon us, with us, is with us now as we pray and meditate with the scripture. We will be praying with Mark 13:1 through 8 today. Before that, I invite you to take a moment to pause what you're doing, close your eyes, breathe deeply, and notice the gift of life within your body, the air in your lungs leaving and returning, the heartbeat in your chest, this great gift that so much supports, this great gift of life, so much undergirds that life of yours and of mine. It's a gift to be here. Open your heart and mind in a moment of silence now. I invite you to state your intention with God here. What is this that you are opening yourself to? God waits for your invitation. Hear the scripture text the first time. Simply allow it to wash over you as you hear. As he walked away from the temple, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at the stonework. Look at those buildings." Jesus said, "You're impressed by this grandiose architecture? There's not a stone in the whole works that is not going to end up in a heap of rubble. Later, as he was sitting on Mount Olives in full view of the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew got him off by himself and asked, "Tell us, when is this going to happen? What sign will we get that things are coming to a head?" Jesus began, "Watch out for doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities, claiming, 'I'm the one.' They will deceive a lot of people. When you hear of wars and rumored wars, keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history and no sign of the end. Nation will fight nation and ruler fight ruler over and over. Earthquakes will occur in various places. There will be famines. But these things are nothing compared to what's coming." Perhaps now you listen again and hear and notice an image that draws you, draws your attention or makes you pause. Notice that there might be an image that especially goes deep within you. As he walked away from the temple, one of the disciples said, "Teacher, look at that stonework, those buildings." Jesus said, "You're impressed by this grandiose architecture? There's not a stone in the whole works that is not going to end up in a heap of rubble." Later, as he was sitting on Mount Olives in full view of the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew got him off by himself and asked, "Tell us, when is this going to happen? What sign will we get that things are coming to a head?" Jesus began, "Watch out for doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities claiming, 'I'm the one.' They will deceive a lot of people. When you hear of wars and rumored wars, keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history and no sign of the end. Nation will fight nation and ruler fight ruler over and over. Earthquakes will occur in various places. There'll be famines. But these things are nothing compared to what's coming." Now I read the text the final time and do invite you to notice if there's a word or a phrase that is given by the Spirit of God's presence in this time. Notice if there's a word or phrase. As he walked away from the temple, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at that stonework, those buildings." Jesus said, "You're impressed by this grandiose architecture? There is not a stone in the whole works that is not going to end up in a heap of rubble." Later, as he was sitting on Mount Olives in full view of the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew got him off by himself and asked, "Tell us, when is this going to happen? What sign will we get that things are coming to a head?" Jesus began, "Watch out for doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities claiming, 'I'm the one.' They will deceive a lot of people. When you hear of wars and rumored wars, keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history and no sign of the end. Nation will fight nation, and ruler fight ruler over and over. Earthquakes will occur in various places. There will be famines, but these things are nothing compared to what's coming. I invite you to take some more time. Notice what was given. Ponder it deeply. Drink from the source from which it comes, this image, this word, this phrase. Ask God, how is it that this gift is a gift truly for you in your unique situation? What is it that this image or phrase or word might be giving nourishment to in your life as you discern today's work and living? Take some time for some continued silence with the one who made you. Don't rush off. Thank you for joining me, and may you have a blessed day and a blessed week. And I hope you come and join me again next week as we pray and meditate with the scripture. God's peace. Mm-hmm.